Genesis chapter 10. This is the history of the generations of the sons of Noah and of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the sons that were born to them after the flood. Well, then you've got a list of 70 people and 70 nations. These 70 nations, we're told at the end of the chapter, are the families of the sons of Noah, and of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Well, the Hebrew word that's translated earth, it really means the land. And I suggest that often when you read about that phrase, it's talking about the land promised to Abraham. That is from the Mediterranean Sea to the river Euphrates and going down to the border of Egypt. So this is a description of 70 nations which came from the sons of Noah. Within that particular area, I don't think the Bible has a lot to say about anything outside of the area promised to Abraham, the Eretz, the earth or the land that's in view. You read through these various names, such as Gomer, Magog, Tubal, Meshech, Tagama, you find them again in Ezekiel chapter 38. That talks about these nations invading the land of Israel and then being destroyed, it seems, by the coming of the Lord Jesus. So what's that? What that's saying then is that the nations within the land promised to Abraham are going to gather together and attack Israel in the last days. Now, I'm very careful about not trying to say, oh, Bible prophecy says Jesus is going to come right now, because we don't know, and whether or not he comes right now doesn't really matter. If you're baptized into the Lord Jesus and you abide in Christ, well, death is just asleep, and he that shall come will come. One day Jesus will come and will be resurrected. But of course we hope that the present situation in the world is indeed set up for the coming of Jesus to be in our lifetime, although we should live as if we believe Jesus is about to come at any moment. So those nations that you read of in Ezekiel chapter 38, including Tarshish, they are all listed here in Genesis chapter 10 as nations that are within the land promised to Abraham, and the sons of, or the descendants of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And therefore we should be looking for a situation to arise where in that territory, from the Mediterranean over to the river Euphrates, there are a group of nations that want to attack Israel. And that's never really been very likely until fairly recently, where those nations, because of oil wealth and development, have become real serious nations, and the growth of radical Islam has led to a desire to destroy the state of Israel. And so I would say that in broad terms, yes, the scene is now set for that invasion to happen and for Jesus to come back soon, but I may be wrong, but I certainly would think that that is so. And I emphasize that these nations are all within the land promised to Abraham, including Tarshish and Magog and Gomer and all these places. I don't believe that the Bible has much to say about anywhere outside of that area, the United Kingdom, Russia, America, and so on. Of course, those who live in those areas would wish that to be the case, that their nation, well, the Bible says something about it, but I don't think so. The Bible is focused upon the land promised to Abraham. You notice one person in particular is singled out, and that's Nimrod in verse 8. He was a mighty hunter before or against Yahweh, like, as is said, Nimrod, the mighty hunter before or against Yahweh. So there was one person who was particularly noted as being against God, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, or Babylon. Well, in chapter 11, we're going to read how a man said to his neighbor, "Let's build a tower that reaches unto heaven." So I think that man who says that is this guy Nimrod. So out of all those nations, there will be one specific individual who is going to be against God and who is going to be the founder of a Babel or Babylon. And I think you can look, therefore, to the latter-day invasion being headed up by one charismatic individual. You could call him the Antichrist, the fake Christ, the one against Christ. And there are various hints throughout the Bible that that is what's going to happen. I said that there's this fascinating prophecy in Ezekiel 38 that talks about a number of these nations coming to attack Israel in the last days, and they also have a head, a rosh over them, a leader called Gog, which is the name of a person. And likewise, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there's going to be a man of sin who sits in the temple of God and will be destroyed by the coming of Jesus. So that's something to look out for.